Thursday, I went to a memorial service for someone who mattered to the community, to friends and family who loved him, and to me. John Duffy, a deputy in the Sheriff's Department. A courageous man who loved people and loved animals more, but didn't love himself enough to stay with us longer. He killed himself. You probably saw his picture in the paper last week. Outside the Mesilla Park Community Church, the vast parking lot was full. A motorcycle hearse waited behind a dozen LCPD motorcycles and the funeral vehicles, and after the hearse were about two dozen very clean machines. The huge room inside was packed with family, friends, and law enforcement folks. As new Sheriff Kim Stewart had said, "We'll celebrate his life and honor his memory." Mannion Long spoke of Duff's infectious smile and the most honest eyes I've ever seen. Long related some professional adventures he'd shared with Duff, dangerous things, and read a citizen's letter that closed, "Now I know that angels sometimes wear black," the color of Dasso uniforms. People loved this guy. I hardly knew him, but felt the need to be there. People who knew him better loved him deeply. As one law enforcement pro asked me that night, "How many men do you know who remember all their friends' kids' birthdays, and there's always a gift there from him?" But as Mannion Long said, most of us who are in need of rescue are the best at hiding it. Duff rescued every other person and animal he could, but couldn't articulate his own pain or transcend it. Sitting there, we all, I imagine, kept returning in our minds to that sadly familiar riddle. How is it that such wonderful people can end their lives? When I started my car, I heard my own voice over the radio, reading last week's column. It was startling. That voice on the radio seemed to have it all together, sounding incredibly sure, as if I knew something, maybe everything. But the guy sitting there, thinking about Duff and others, didn't know a damned thing. Too many good people are dying, so please go hug someone or telephone someone to say you care. Maybe someone extremely cheerful and caring, because I'm starting to think they're the most vulnerable. But someone. And if you feel tempted to end your life, reach out instead. Remember, even when you doubt it, people love you. If Duff could have foreseen that huge room full of love and pain Thursday, it might have helped. For us, let's acknowledge the pain, but be truly grateful we had the chance to know him.